Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We have now seen both sides of the strange character of Henry Jekyll. The streak of evil which induced him to bring about the moral and physical destruction of his schoolmate David Markham, and the sublime which impelled him to plunge into the boiling seas off the coast of Scotland and rescue some fishermen whose boat had been driven on the rocks. In doing this, he suffers some minor injuries, and his mother and Margaret Utterson, the girl who is already playing a significant role in his life, come up to nurse him back to health. Our next scene opens in the little shooting box on the Scottish moors in which Henry and his father were staying.
Well, Henry, my boy, how's the leg this morning?
Oh, as well as ever it was, Father, thanks. My word has cleared up wonderfully in the last few days.
No trace of that stiffness.
Oh, none at all. In fact, I'm feeling so well, I'm going to take Margaret out for a walk along the cliffs. I'd like to have one last look over that sea before we leave.
Well, I'll be sorry to go back. London isn't half as nice as being up here. I wish we could stay another month.
Then come out now and let's make the most of our last day. We'll take something to eat and stay out till dark.
I'd love to.
Watch out for storms. There were some rather ugly-looking clouds over the horizon a while ago.
Oh, they'll take raincoats. And there's generally a shepherd's cottage to shelter in. Sure you won't come too?
Oh, not me. I'm going to take a stroll down to the post office to see if there's any mail up from London. And then I'll sit by the fire and read the papers in comfort.
And you, Mother?
I'm going along to Katie McBride's to get that shawl she's weaving for me.
Then come along, Margaret. We'll leave them to it and go out and get our lungs full of the Atlantic gale. Does the wind ever stop blowing here, I wonder?
Wrap yourself up well, dear, and don't be too late home.
We'll be all right, dear. Don't worry over us. Call the dogs, Henry.
I'll meet you down at the gate, Margaret. Don't forget to bring plenty to eat. This cloud makes me as hungry as a hawk.
Well, it's good to see the boy striding down the path like that again.
He's a lovely boy, isn't he, Edward? The kind of son that every mother dreams of having.
Shame on you, woman. You're puffed up with maternal pride.
And you're none too modest about him yourself, Edward Jekyll. When you saw all those accounts of what he did in the papers, I saw your chest begin to expand by inches.
Anyone might be proud of what Henry did. Three men owe their lives to him, and a lot of little children would be fatherless if he hadn't risked his life that day.
They almost worship him down in the village. They're planning some sort of farewell for him tomorrow. Ah, there goes Margaret now. They look fine together, don't they? It makes me feel grateful to God for all his mercies to see them there. It might have been so different.
Yes, Marion, my dear. So different.
How strangely you say that.
I had strange thoughts. Oh, well, that's a thing of the past now. Let's forget about it and be thankful for the present.
Is it, Henry?
Getting on for 4 o'clock.
Don't you think we'd better be turning home? It'll be dark in another hour.
Oh, we haven't got so very far to go. If we cut across those moors by that tor over there, we'll strike the village in a few miles.
Then come along, let's go. I think your father's warning about the storm is going to come true.
I love it. I love to feel the wind whipping through my hair and your cheeks. Oh, they're crimson.
Not my nose, I hope.
It's a bit red, too.
Oh, how hateful of you, Henry. Even if it's true, you shouldn't notice it.
It looks adorable. I like you much better like this, with your hair tossed all over your head and old shoes and clothes on. I'd hardly know you for the elegant young lady of the London drawing rooms.
Which do you prefer?
Now you're asking both sides of my nature to speak. The one that likes the sophistication of London with its music and soft lights, silks and satins, and the other that walks over the moors and cliff tops with you. Swept clean by the wind, glorying in physical strength, happy in the comradeship we feel merely by being here together.
Have you two sides to your nature, then?
Well, who hasn't? Why, even you, my little Margaret, must feel the pull of conflicting desires now and again. I'd hate to think that there was nothing of the sinner under that sweet face of yours.
Henry, sometimes you frighten me.
Why?
I don't know. You look at me sometimes and you make my heart beat. There's something queer in your eyes.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that. Do you hear?
Why, Henry, what's the matter? You're hurting me. You're digging your fingers into my arm.
I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm sorry. Well, come on. Let's cut across the moors by this path. It'll take us home, I think.
Oh, it is getting stormy. We'll have rain soon, I think.
Well, come on. Give me your hand and we'll hurry home. And don't be cross with me, Margaret. I'm awfully sorry I hurt you.
I'm never cross with you, Henry. That is, not for long. Come along. Let's run.
I think so. I came over by this path a few weeks ago, though it shouldn't have taken us as long as this. It's after 5 o'clock now.
Isn't it dark? I wish we had a lantern. I can hardly see a thing.
Well, hang on to my arm. I can still see the path. Oh, here's the rain again. Button up your coat and keep your head down. I'll guide you.
I wish we hadn't thrown the last of those sandwiches to the dogs.
Hungry? Oh, never mind. Mother will have a fine hot meal waiting for us, and we'll be home soon now. Well, I'm not sure. This path must lead to somewhere, and we're still on it.
We seem to have been pushing our way against the storm for hours. I wonder what the time is.
Well, hold open the flap of my coat. I'll try and strike a match. You ready?
Yes. Did you see?
It's nearly 8 o'clock.
That does mean we're lost, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. I'm awfully sorry, Margaret. I've let you in for this.
It doesn't matter. We'll wait till daylight and then see our way back.
Oh, it won't be daylight for hours. If only we could find some sort of shelter.
Look, did you see that in the lightning? Some sort of barn or cottage.
No, where?
Over to the left. Give me your hand. I think I can find it. See? There it is.
Yes, I saw it. Well, that must be where this path leads to. Well, thank goodness we'll be able to get out of this rain.
Even the dogs know we're lost. They're hanging right on our heels.
Oh, well, with any luck, we'll be under shelter in a few minutes. I hope that lightning comes again.
There it is. Come along, let's run.
Ooh, what luck. We might easily have passed it.
What sort of a place is it? Can you strike a match and let's see?
I'll try. I'm afraid they're very wet. Ah, some sort of barn. Why, there's a stack of hay over there.
And there's a lantern. See if there's any oil in it.
Yes, we're in luck. It's half full. At least we'll have some light. There we are. That's better.
Oh, I say, there's a fireplace and some dry wood. That's marvelous. A fire to get warm by and dry our clothes. Oh, if only we had those sandwiches.
We'll spend the night imagining what Mother had for us to eat when we got home.
They'll be terribly worried over us. I wonder where we are.
Well, there's nothing we can do till morning, so let's light this fire and warm ourselves.
And what way did they go?
The last we saw them, they were going along the cliffs towards Loch Moidart.
And when was that?
About 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, they might be anywhere by now. But never fear, Mr. Jekyll, sir. We'll find them sure enough. There's not a body in the whole village who wouldn't spend the night searching for them. We're not forgetting what he did for us. We'll have him back for you safe and sound by morning. Tell his mother that.
Feeling warmer now?
Warm and sleepy.
I'll bring across some more of that hay and we'll make a bed.
What time is it?
I don't know. My watch has stopped. It must be nearly midnight, though.
No wonder I'm sleepy.
Here you are. Lie down on this and be comfortable. I'll roll up my coat for a pillow.
Oh, no, no, you'll need it.
Oh, I'll be warm enough without it. Is that better?
Yes, it's fine. Listen, even the storm has died down now. How quiet it is. I wonder where we are.
High up on some isolated moor, I guess. This must be a feeding place for the cattle. That's why the track led down here.
It's lonely and a little bit creepy, isn't it? I'm awfully glad I'm not alone.
Scared?
Not with you here. But don't go too far away from me.
No, I'm here, right beside you. It's a pity that lamp burned out so soon, but the fire's still bright. I can see you quite plainly.
You're in the shadows. I can only hear your voice.
Shall I come closer?
Yes, please. You could put your arm around me if you like, and I could sleep on your shoulder.
Isn't the coat comfortable?
Oh, all right, if you'd rather not.
Oh, don't be silly. You know it isn't that.
What is it, then?
Never mind. There now, is that right?
Oh, perfect. You've got such broad shoulders, Henry. They were made for this. Good night.
Good night. Looks pretty there, lying in the firelight. She wanted to lie close to me. That's the sinner in her. It's there just the same as in all of us.
Can't you even look at the face of this sleeping girl without thinking things like that?
We're so far away from everybody. Miles and miles away. Just the two of us in this hut. She's turning her face towards me. Those lips, they want my kisses. She's in love with me, I know that.
She's Margaret, not Hetty.
Is there any difference? Because Hetty's poor and this girl's rich, does that mean they aren't the same inside? She's just the same. And she's prettier, much prettier. Her throat, the soft curves as she sleeps there beside me. She's putting her arms towards me. I'll kiss her and wake her up.
Hello! Hello there!
Yes? Who is it?
What is it? What's the matter?
Someone's found us. They must have sent out a search party. Hello there, this way.
Henry, is it you? Are you all right? Where's Margaret?
Here, Father, here. I'm safe. Thank God she's safe.